We are up to Nedarim Yud Beis Amud Aleph. Just to pick it up, we had just finished trying to discuss the discussion about what could be Matfis. So Rava had said when a person does Nosar, so we saw from the case when it says Nosar is Osir, that the Neder takes effect. So the Mishnah is basically telling us that when it comes to Nedarim, we follow what the present status is of the object. Okay, so now we pick it up with Amar Le Rav Huna Bered Rav Nosson. So you could say like this. Maybe we're talking about Binosar Shel Ola. So what's a Korban Ola? So an Ola is a type of Korban is brought from a male, either goats, sheep, cattle, doves. It's Ola. The name sounds, it totally goes up, it's totally burned. Now a Yochid brings this usually as a Nadava, but there are certain times when an Ola is linked up if a person did a bittul aseh, for example, they did not put on tefillin for that day, or they had immoral or idolatrous thoughts, then they would have to bring an ola together with other korbanos as well. So maybe says Rav Huna Breid Rav Nosson, maybe we're talking about the nosar of that korban. So Amar Lei, so Rav says back to Rav Hunavar Nasan, Imkain, if that's true, at least named Bibosar Ola, then it should have said it. But favors them. So we're talking about this. So no one says, no, maybe it didn't have to because it's a concept called the style of Lomi Boy Ka'omar. I mean, it's so obvious. Our Talmud is teaching that he's utilizing this case where it's just so clear cut what he means. It would be like this. Lomi Boy Bosar Ola de Osir. You don't even have to tell me Bosar of an Ola. That's, of course, that's Osir. De Ha Bikorban Kamatvis. Because again, he's extending the status of the korban onto it. Nosir, pigul, the ola. But those cases, the nosir and the pigul of an ola, that already, itzricha. That would have to be telling me that the other thing is going to become osir. Why is that? Kesal kadai techamina, you would thought to say, ki isir nosar, ki isir pigul, havle kimafis bedover ha osir. When he said it's like pigul, or it's like nosar, so then he is attaching, the status of something that's already osir. V'lo mitzar kamash malan, not something that became osir. So this is something we've been talking about at the very beginning of the Masechta. The person could only be makdis with something that a nether made it osir, but not with something that is inherently osir. Right, that's the idea called the davar ha'osir. Right, that you can't use, but a davar ha'nodur, where you chose to make something prohibited, then you could be matfis on that. So that's what we do. The person, the nodur, one who's making this statement, comparing his piece of meat right now, like piece of a korban, which is nosar. So that would in fact be the chiddush of it. In the next part of the Gemara now, it says meisvei. So there's two different ways of understanding this. Normally, from Meisvei, throughout Shas, Meisvei is always the introduction to an attack question. But here, as we explained from Rav Avraham min Hahar, that the Lashonos, the Shita Mikubetza says this elsewhere, that the Lashonos in the Dharma is different. So then the question arises now, well, what does Meisvei mean here? Two ways of understanding it. One, it could be it's a question on Rav Huna. Oh no, maybe it's just an additional answer. So different ways of explaining what the Gemara is doing at this point. Again, could that be an attack question on what Rav Huna just said? Or no, maybe it's an additional suggestion. Meisvei, we said like this, Ezehu Isser Ha'omer B'Torah. What's an example of a neder, an Isser that's mentioned in the Torah? Omer guy says, Hareini Shelo Ocho Boser V'Shel Eshte Yayin Kiyom Shemeis Bo Aviv. I'm not going to eat meat, I'm not going to drink any wine, just like the day that my father died. Right? So that's referring to the father, the one who's making the neder, because the minhag is, and many keep it even nowadays, that they fast on the yort site, at least until mincha, whatever it is, but they do have a tainus on that. Oh, the guy says, another case, kiyom shemes bo rabo, the day when his teacher died, kiyom shenerag bo gedai ben achikam, the day when gedai ben achikam was murdered, that's in Yirmiyahu, perek mem aleph. Kiyom, like the day Shira'isi Yerushalayim b'churbanoh, when I saw Yerushalayim in its state of being destroyed. So the Amar Shmuel, who shenader b'osa hayom. Shmuel said this is if he was already obligated by a previous neder not to have meat and wine on that day. That's when the boser and the yayin becomes osir. So let's see how the Ran speaks this out for a second. The Ran over here is the Hushanodar. Ba'osa Hayom. Kasalka Daitach says the Ran is the second wide line. Kasalka Daitach Shinodar Ba'osa Hayom Shemes Aviv Shlo Ocho Basar. That he took a netter on the day this father is not going to eat any meat. V'chein Nodar Pamachas Shlo Yocho Basar Ba'yom Shemes Bo Gedalia, or he took a netter previously once in his life. He's not going to eat meat on the day that the Gedalia ben Achikam was killed. But Achshav Matfis Yom Acher Keoso Hayom, and now he's being Matfis. He's attaching his current status day he wants to fast like that day he did previously. And cave the cave under Nodar Meikara, since he took it the netter already and made it in place. He created this as Davar Hanador. Havle Hashda Matfis B'Davar Hanador. So that works, says the Ram. This is like he's being Hadfasis, he's matfis with something that was also dekai bechod b'shabbos demeis be'avua. It's going on that day of the. Here's the next case, right? Nirbe in dehachi pirusha. You know, let me read the Gemara and we'll come back to finish up this run. We'll do the Rambam actually. The Rambam over here. Where are we? Nadarim Gimel Halacha Hey brings down the Rambam. Hare shemeis aviv orabo hayom. So the guy takes a netter on the day when his father or his Rebbe passed away. He's going to fast, and he actually does. And many years later, this day now, all of Kiyom Shemes Bo Aviv Orabo Hareze Osilichel Bo Klum Shahar Hitfis Yom Zev Osu Kiyom Shom Shosulom. So if he says now, years later, today, this day should be like the day when my father, my Rebbe died, so then that works. He basically did hatfasa. He's matfis with his vow now, connects it back to the previous one, and therefore it is actually creates an isser. V'chein, says the Rambam, kol kiyot ve'elo. Right? All types of similar situations in this as well. So then the Gemara now continues and says, hey chidami, what exactly are the cases where a person is attaching this. So, excuse me. Lav kagon, aren't we talking about a case to call bechad b'shabbat, the mis be'avua? We're talking about it was a Sunday, right? The same day of the week when his father dies. Va'afagad de'iketuva chad b'shabbat de'hetera, right? Even though in between we had many, many Sundays that passed where the guy didn't fast, and there were many days of possibilities when he could have eaten on that day, right? The Ketani Osir. But nevertheless, we still say that it's Osir. So Shema Mino, you see from here, Be'ikahu Matfis, that when he had the thoughts in mind, he was going back on the original day that he fasted, and not on the permitted days, right? So that shows us what? That he's matfis in the original the Israel Isser. Okay. So now, depending on, just to put it all together now, right? So now, just what would that mean? That would be in the case back on the Shlomim and then the Zrika. So referring, the guy we had in mind, going back on yesterday's Amud, the guy had in mind that he's going to attach it to the original status of the meat, which when it was Osir, because it was Lifnei HaZrika, it was before he did the sprinkling of the dam. So depending on how you learn the Meisve, whether the Meisve was a question or who it was a new answer, so this is either going to be now an answer or rejection. Deshmuel hachi itmar. So this is how Shmuel says, Amr Shmuel v'hu shenador uvo me'osa hayom ve'elach. This is if he took the netter, and then from that day and onward he kept it. Meaning he says he's not going to have any basar or any yayin on the day when his father passed away on the yard site. So now when he takes another day, he's hatfaso on that day, which connecting to that, he's basically taking a netter on the current status. So there's necessarily no proof back to the case we had originally of the basar of the shlomim beforehand. Now let's go back and finish off that run. He said, "Dekah bechad b'shaba demisle avua near be'enei dehachi pirush." This is what he means: "Sheomer beyom echad b'shabbos on a Sunday, shehu beyom shemezbo aviv l'minyan chadashim." Right, because the way we count up the days, he goin echad b'shabbos rishon shel Nisan. It was on a Sunday in Nisan. Yehe yom ze alai ki yom echad b'shabbos rishon shel Nisan. Today should be like that day was for me on the Sunday in Nisan. Va'afal gab de'ikatuv v'chad b'shabbos de'heteira. And even there are many, many Sundays in between many, many times when you had Sundays when he did not fast, it was those were days when it was mutter for him to eat. Vekatani also knows that's also so shema mina beikor kamatfis. You see that he's going back to, we got to get into the mind of the noder. What was he thinking about when he wanted to attach it? So we're assuming now the Gemara's conclusion is that he had in mind not on all those Sundays, those intermediate days when he was eating. He's going back and he has in mind the original day when he fasted on the Yortzeit. Finishes off the Ran, Umash Mele Letamud Behochi Askinan, right? Dehi Dei Beomer Feirish, he would say explicitly, Yom Ze Kiyom Shemes Bo Aviv, this day is like the day my father died, Pshita de Misaser. Of course that creates the Isser. Elevade Beomer must be, he said, Yom Ze Alai Ke Echod Beshabbos Rishon Shal Nisan. He doesn't say the day my father died, he just mentions when it was, like that Sunday back in Nisan. We would have had a havmi to think that maybe he's talking about one of the days when he was allowed to eat. This day should be like that Sunday. So that's what the Ron explains. He's going back, and that is the conclusion of the Gemara. Okay, the next part of the Gemara, Mirzah will pick on the next year. The Gemara is going to have a question about what about doing hatfasa with something that's truma. Now, truma is only allowed to be eaten by kohanim, and we'll learn those halachos in the next year.